90 Day Fiancé.
Rainy Day Podcast.
What's going on, 90 Day fam? Welcome back.
Hello.
I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
And we are a couple that talk about 90 Day Fiancé. Sometimes we argue. We have pugs that
are making out.
All right, whatever. So, yeah, the little dog still has his balls, and he's trying to be... He's been overly aggressive on the older dog, and... Christy has to put up with it all day long by herself here.
Oh,
anyway.
It's troubling.
He's no longer on my lap. He's somewhere else. Anyway.
He's on Andre. Okay.
Let's get into this quickly. Lady K sent us a message. And it was a 100%. She says, Christy, I'm 1,000% in agreement with you regarding Brandon and Julia. Clearly didn't know that she was expected to come to the U.S. and be an indentured servant.
Yeah.
I get having help out, but if she's clearly very uncomfortable with the farm, why can't she help out with indoor household chores? She mentioned to her dad she's not allowed to touch anything in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's real weird.
Anyway, she also wanted to punch Brandon when he was, in my opinion, mocking her about the animals. I don't understand your phobia. Anyway.
He was being a jerk.
Oh, yeah. And Andrew, total jerk. I get staying to enjoy the vacation, but before you talk about how amazing the steakhouse and the massage were, could you ask how she's doing and what happened during your time?
Yeah.
The time with your fiancé was detained? Yeah. Okay. So you got some love out there.
Thank you.
Word. All right. So I got to do the little, you know, like my little Bears All update. You know, give people. I watched the Bears All. And this week, Big Ed was the guest. Oh. Big Ed played piano. He.
Why is Big Ed still on this program?
I don't know. They played some unaired footage of him and. I forgot her name. Sorry. Doing a photo shoot, and he was just trying to see her in a bikini. It was kind of awkward, very cringeworthy. Rose, that's her name. Rose. Then Big Ed and Rose talked face to face on the show, and he apologized. Hello.
Sorry.
Stop.
He apologized.
He apologized right away, off the top. He says he was. He deserved it. He deserved all the hatred. And she
supposed to like him now?
She said no, not at all. Okay. She accepted his apology, but she had moved on. They kind of touched on her dating a woman, and she's not dating that woman anymore. She's now focusing on Prince and her career. They talked about the rat scene, which was crazy. And they also showed some clips because he's going to be on 90 Day Single Life, so they showed some clips from that. And in this clip, he actually got denied for a kiss at the end of the night. And it was pretty cringeworthy also. It's pretty funny. He won't date anybody less than, I think he said nobody younger than 36.
Nobody younger or older?
Young. I think. I said no less than 36. I don't know why. That's weird.
Okay.
I might have put that the wrong way then. I don't know. But Sean said you should date women your age.
So I'm and sure it was like, not that.
I probably wrote it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then he flung a little shit at Darcy because they were doing.
What did Darcy do?
Before they were doing like before and after pics. Like, can you pick this person from like? They showed a very young pic of Tariq, and then a picture of Darcy, and it was like, what happened to Darcy? And
okay,
like, bro, come on, you can't do that. It's not fair. But anyway, then. We got into the Ryan interview. So we got Ryan on the interview, and then we got Harris on the interview.
Well, that's not spoil I know,
we're, anything. We're going to bring that up whenever we get to that.
Okay.
Couple, we'll bring that up. Then Adam, the translator from Yazan and Brittany, was on, just himself talking about things and things that Yazan said. And this is the hot take here. Adam said, he was talking to Yazan. He's like, why are you putting yourself through all this? Like, literally, what are you doing? He's like, I just love Britney's body. Words from his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Adam gets a lot of positive love online, and they highlighted that too. So anyway, I think that's the pretty much the Bears All this week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's get into the first couple. I admit that my selections this week were a little off. So
why don't you just defer to me and let me pick the music?
Okay.
Who is this? Bon Jovi?
It's Jovi.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not Bon Jovi, I don't think. Oh. Is it? I don't even know if that is. Is that Bon Jovi? It might be Bon Jovi.
If it is, I was real lucky. It was Bon Jovi-esque. If it wasn't Bon Jovi, but what was the name of the song?
It's My Life. It was more like he's got to step it up to be like, you know, I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. It's time for him to like, he's at a transitioning point going from all of a sudden being a father now.
Oh.
Soon to be father.
Yeah.
His life is changing.
Yara and Jovi.
Yara and Jovi.
This motherfucker. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
All right. So we come back. It's the day after he gets home. Remember the walking through the airport with the booze and she's like, ugh. And she had just found out she's pregnant, but she didn't tell him. And she didn't tell him even that whole day, which is something I could never do. I could never hold.
Yeah, that's kind of why he didn't believe her.
Well, this guy. So the next day, still she hasn't told him. And they're walking around New Orleans and she wants to stop and get a henna tattoo. So they're sitting there, lady's painting on her hand. And
it's like, a very awkward time to tell your husband.
It's kind of like the Submit hairdo thing. Remember he was getting the haircut in the park? And he's like telling his friend like all his secrets. Like the hairdresser just keeps on cutting. And so this lady keeps on drawing.
She had a couple faces. She's like.
So Yara's like, hey, I have something to tell you. And then she's like, and he's like, okay, well. I'm pregnant. And he's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. And very flippant. Very like.
She's like, I don't believe you. And then he's like, okay. If it's true, it's okay. But it, you know.
Okay. But like, just let's keep in mind that she had done this before.
So I want to get to that because I wrote, he's a jerk. And then we learn she has fooled him, but it wasn't like a long drawn out fool. It was like a minute fool. Not a good fool. Don't ever joke about that ever. It's never funny.
Their takes on it were, her take was like it's a minute. His take was like it's an afternoon that she drew it out.
Fine, she was not in a joking mood at this point. No. And why would she make it up right now?
It's fairly quick.
But this man takes it way too far.
It's super quick. Why would he not? Be skeptical.
You can have sex one time and get
pregnant. I understand
Nick.
That.
You don't need to have sex more than one time.
I know, but it's very peculiar. Stats be damned.
Peculiar. Not at all. Right, we know she's fertile because she's been pregnant before. We know he's fertile because he's impregnated her before.
Okay.
If they're not using birth control, yeah. There's nothing.
Why the fuck
weird
would they
about
not
it?
Use birth control?
I don't know. So then. This jerk face is like, you gotta take a test again. I'm gonna follow you and watch you take a test. So he follows him to the bathroom. Like, where is she gonna get urine from a pregnant lady? Can you let her go to the bathroom alone?
Yeah.
Please? So they close the door and then the test comes back and it's a half a line, which, P.S., that's pregnant. Like,
half a line is pregnant?
So one line is not pregnant, two lines is pregnant. This is what I learned in my research when I was trying to get pregnant. If there is anything on that second line, you're pregnant.
All right. We're going to pause for 10 seconds because I don't know where the other dog went. And I want to find him.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. We're back. Yeah. That he was in my office tearing up something being bad. So I was right. My spidey sense was up.
Now he's back on Andre.
All right.
Okay. So I just wrote, I hate him. And then, he's like, so you're lying to me, because it was a half line. Like, so you're lying to me. There you go. Pee again. Go ahead. Go. And it's like, okay, back up for a minute. So he makes her take another test, which I'm like, first of all, take the test in the morning, because that's when the pee is the strongest to, like, get a result.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a second pee right in a row, I don't know how much time was in the middle of this, but she'd had a drink of water.
It didn't seem like much of a time.
90 Day Fiancé time.
Okay, true.
So she takes another, and guess what? Pregnant.
He's like, oh, guess I was wrong. Oops.
And if I were her, I would never forgive him.
Come on, why?
Ever. What was his? What did he expect to get out of that? If he was right, what? If he was wrong, what? He's not a smart man.
Whoa.
You're going to, right off the tap, you're going to accuse her of lying to you?
No, I'm just saying.
Whatever. Like, no.
Okay. Okay. Keep going.
That's all.
All right. It's all about him at all. Totally?
Yeah. And he's got his GD keg cup and our dogs are...
Wow. Okay. It's hard when I'm not wrangling this dude.
Okay.
Let's Puppy go. Life. Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. You're not going to get these.
Mike and Natalie.
Oh, wow.
He spun her around. Upside
yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Hey, you're smarter than you think. Okay. So, we got 63 days to wed.
Right.
Mama Trish is packing up to leave. Mike thinks him and Natalie are in a good place. But I'm gonna pause to say, remember Natalie said, it's either be right or be married, and I'd rather be married.
That's the worst.
You're gonna have a real unhappy marriage.
Wow.
That's what, getting married is not the goal. A happy marriage is the goal. Yeah. A wedding? No, that's easy.
That's yeah.
You can wrangle anybody.
I'd rather
be that.
Right or be married.
Yeah, I'd rather be married. No.
Or no, sorry. I mean, what? What was
it? She said, you can either be right or you can be married. I'd rather be married.
So that's like, you can be right or wrong. So she's wrong and married?
She's saying, I'm right, but I'm not going
to fight to be right.
Yeah. She's just going to go be a yes man. Ugh. Which will not last for long. Like, I tried that for like half a day in this marriage. Anyway. Mama Trish is packing up and he's asking his mom, so what's your overall impression? And she's like, well, she's trying. She's a nice enough gal, which if you, that sentence right there, she's a nice enough gal is not a
nice enough
endorsement.
Yeah.
Calling her a gal. But she's also concerned about her intentions. Maybe she just wants to come to the U.S. I don't think there's bad intent. Like, I don't think she's trying. I think she wants to get married. I think she wants a baby.
Right. I think she could be anybody.
100%.
Yeah, she could be. It could be Kiev. It could be
Mike. No, she wants.
You don't think she wants to be with Mike?
Sure, he's there. She's put in so. She's invested so much. I think she's like. He hates her. I mean, this is clear on his face.
Hates her.
Face.
Hate her.
Okay, disdains.
He just doesn't like the. I don't think he's.
He just doesn't like her.
He has a lot of. No, right. I could say that. He doesn't like her because of the stink that was put on by.
Yeah. Well, you know,
throwing the ring back at him.
Fine. Then he needs to move on because
I agree.
He looks so aloof and like all the time, and she's like trying so hard, and he just has the look of.
But he doesn't want to hear. Like, I think he wants to see her. Like,
she's kissing trees. What does he want her to do?
What do you got to say about that? By the way.
Well, I think it's weird, obviously. They go on a hike, which is not a hike because they were on like a road that was paved.
Okay, well, I don't know what kind of hikes are in Squim.
I don't know anything about Squim, but I know that a hike isn't one on paved concrete.
How can it not be? Why isn't hike not on? We can go on a hike. You can go on a hike on the concrete. Yeah, on a road. Why not? You're walking.
Walking?
That's a hike.
A hike is.
What's your definition of a hike?
A hike is a trail.
It doesn't have to be a hike in the forest.
A hike is a trail.
You could hike to the store.
Like, okay,
that's a hike. Whoa,
I disagree. I think a hike is like not. You don't have a paved.
Do you have to have a day pack and like water and a stick and all?
No, absolutely not. You just can't have a paved road. That's like obviously built for
trails. Trails
for cars like that. That was a car road.
Okay, fine.
I think a trail needs to be or a hike needs to be on a trail. But anyway. Doesn't matter. So mom's worried about it, but she's like, and we'll get to this, she's the anti-Betty because she's like, he's a grown man. Right. He's going to need to figure this out for himself.
He will, of course. Yeah. Mike is a grown man.
Anti-Betty.
Mike's Paul Bunyan.
So a few days later, they're at dinner at home and she says grace, but before the grace, he goes, all right, let's go. He just is.
Yeah, because he doesn't like the grace thing. He doesn't want to do the whole God thing. They had a fight about that.
Understood. But then she does it in Russian and like,
yeah.
Or Ukrainian and like, he doesn't know what she's saying. So then they talk about the wedding. And she, okay, so she's got a lot of issues, but like one thing I can be on her side on is you've said you want a wedding on like at this, around this time, we need to plan.
Right. Fair. This is totally fair. She's
like, hey, let's get a budget. He's like, what, $2,750?
That's a joke, obviously.
But it's not funny. She's not, like, this is not the time to be throwing those jokes. She hasn't got a ring on.
Yeah, but in Mike's mind, he needs to feel like he wants to get married to even start to plan something. Why the hell should I start planning something? I don't feel like I want to get married
to
you.
What is going to make him feel like he wants to get married?
I don't know. Her doing something, like...
Being as happy as she can be and kissing trees?
No, not happy. I think she needs to figure out what he needs to make him feel comfortable.
Okay, then he's gone 20 hours out of the day.
Okay,
so
fine. Sit down and talk. Like,
when?
They have time to talk. On the weekend, whatever they're doing, they can sit down and be like, hey, listen, let me understand what you need to feel comfortable to make this happen.
He just seems so disinterested.
He is. Because she's not doing what he wants. And she doesn't know
what
he wants.
She's trying so hard.
She doesn't. She's not. She's doing the wrong things. Women try hard all the time to do things that aren't in vain.
Be honest with her.
Exactly.
He's stringing her along.
There's not a communication there. He's not communicating, and she's not. She's not asking.
If he's in the car 6 hours a day, what time do they eat dinner?
8 o'clock. Yeah, like late.
And then he gets up at 2:30 in the morning.
Nah, not 2:30.
He leaves like what, 3:30?
Yeah, probably 3:34.
That's okay. Just get a. apartment in Seattle.
Expensive.
You saving money on gas? Anyway.
All right. So.
So they decide they need quality time. So they go hiking on, which is not a hike; it's a street. And then this is the thing. This is like I think Natalie's not my favorite, but like the shit he gives her for everything she does. This one really ticked me off when he was giving her shit for wearing makeup.
Oh, she wants to feel beautiful when she's like doing things she likes.
Maybe she's trying to impress you, jerk. And to like make fun of her for it. I would be the same as her, as like just like totally shutting down. That was mean. It was just mean for the sake of being mean. Like,
no, I don't think it was the sake of being
they're
mean.
They're not in a space in their relationship where it's fun to make jokes at the other person's
expense. I just don't think he... okay. All right. I'm going to let that one slide. I have comments, but I'll just keep
talking. No, tell me.
Sometimes I think that obviously people need to make themselves feel good by dressing up or putting makeup on or whatever. That's one thing. But then if the intention of it can be received by the other party as like, wait, why are you doing that? I don't know. I'm wondering why you're doing that. I don't think that you need to do that. I think you're fine without that.
I don't know if he's ever told her that.
Probably not. But maybe that's in his mind what he thinks. He never said it.
Good for him, but that's not her fault.
I know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, again, she's not my favorite person, but everything he's doing is just real mean. It's just mean-spirited.
I don't think like, he's intentionally being
saying
mean.
Saying things about, like, why you're in makeup.
It's aloofness. Like
they're going walking on a road, on an actual paved road. You can wear makeup to do that. There's no sweat to be built.
Okay.
Okay? And then she's kissing trees. They're flipping and flanging. And,
that's it?
Yeah. Well, the last thing is she is hanging up her clothes in the closet.
Oh, maybe she said it stinks too. Yeah, she
just stinks. So they go to the
shop.
This store. It's always this little shop. Like
a knick-knack shop.
It's not a TJ Maxx. It's not a Ross. It's like this boutique. Little flingy shop. And this was like the fakest of all the things I've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé. This store person needs, like, they needed to recast. Hi. How are you doing? May I help you? Oh, where are you from? Oh, is he not helping you with the wedding? Oh, wow, that must be difficult. Mm. Like, all of the things were so fake.
How good do you think the actors in Squim are?
Hey, I would have driven to Squim.
Come on. You know, gotta be real local people.
Dream come true.
If you're
to be a fake store person. Oh my god, that would be probably the peak of my life. I was a fake store person on 90 Day Fiancé.
I'm pretty sure the store owner.
Real good.
Okay, babe.
I'd be like the furniture store lady with Yara and Jovi, who got real riled up.
You need Snickers. All right. Okay. Are we good with these guys? Oh yeah, wait. I love the fact that Mike grabbed those alcohol bottles.
Oh, I'm like, he's a troll.
Super troll.
He grabs the decanters and he's like, I want these. Yeah. The alcohol things. Mm. He is just, he does not like her as a person, I don't think. That's mean. Yeah. Again, I think it's hilarious. But she doesn't, and like that's supposedly his fiance. Mm. So just maybe be nice.
Are you ready for the next?
I don't know. Sure. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't Rebecca and Zied.
Ooh, I forgot them. No, this isn't them.
Stephanie and Ryan. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will tell you the reason I had that one is because...
Oh my god, that's a lot of couples.
It's so many tonight.
Rebecca and Zied. Okay,
forgot. Just because the shadows... It was because it... in the same apartment complex.
That was good.
Yeah, thanks. Stephanie and Ryan. Okay. Oh boy, these ones. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
So we're in Belize, morning after the first night.
Okay. Okay. Let's just let me pull in here real quick because it was upon. I don't know. I never will rank all the. I will never rank the performances on 90 Fiancé, the fake crying and whatnot. It's awful. What are you doing over there? you're being Ryan. Ryan. She's just sitting there with her hands crossed on
it. Just a look of I don't give a f.
Yeah.
But I don't have a neck cozy.
Yeah, neck cozy with like a beanbag, whatever that thing was. That was so weird.
Even after she said what she said, he still has the goddamn neck cozy on, which you know he wasn't riled up.
He was like, whatever. Yeah. But she was like, she was here. Actually, let's just play her. Oops, not that one. Here.
I was sitting there after I threw you out of the hotel, and I said, "Oh, this time I'm done." And you know when I met your cousin Harris, he was so nice to me.
It's just
all
so.
I told me how beautiful
her face,
was. Like, giving me all these compliments. So I had him.
And you know his face is stone cold. I don't care.
Stoic.
This is like.
Here you go.
Well.
Reaction.
I didn't know it.
So she was like, "Hey, we didn't sleep together last night." He's like, "Oh, you were tired, and
I'm just thinking about you."
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, you were complaining about your tummy.
Cozy. He's sitting there. He doesn't move a muscle. He doesn't care at all.
He's like, "Well, maybe when we wake up in the morning. Maybe can we get the quickie or something?" Like,
And then she's like, "Isn't it like our usual four times a night?"
Hey, getting at it.
Ugh. That's too many times.
Hey, he's like 22.
No, he's 27 or something.
He's got rapid fire bump stop.
Okay, but four times a night with Stephanie?
Okay,
well, he didn't. And then.
Elastic, she can do whatever she wants, right?
Well, fine. Maybe if he loves her, sure. But he tries to say he has not had sex with anyone else.
Psych. Oh, do you think my
that's
God.
True? Why the fuck you
lying? No.
So.
Okay, so let's just. Ready? Ryan comes on the show. Oh, sorry. You want to get into what happens?
You mean Harris?
No, both of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, I want to just say a couple things. So he's got the cold-hearted face with the hands clasped. Like, and she's like, "You want to know the truth?" And he's like. He really doesn't care. And she's like, "Well, you know, Harris, come over." And then he's like, "So what happened after that?" Which is proof to me. Like, well, and I already knew. He knew. And so she's crying, which is there. And then Harris, you know how nice he is to me, blah, blah, blah. And he spent the night. And his face, there's zero reaction. His hands are still nicely folded. He still has the cozy on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "I knew that." And then...
She was like, "What?"
And then this is what was interesting because he says that the reason he knows is because he has friends at the hotel that said, "Hey,
saw them going.
I knew Harris went in." And he's like, "Harris is dead to me." And I know he's doing this because he just wants to go to the U.S. We know this. So and I said this last week, like, he's going to forgive her because he's got an end game in this. And all his friends, remember he talked about his lucky friends that all got to go to the U.S. So right. He's like, "God, I'm invested so far. She buys me things." So I guarantee, and I don't know, because you've watched this show with them, so maybe they are really fighting. I think they're totally fine. But I could be wrong.
Okay, go ahead. So you want me to pop in?
But he, well, no. Well, last thing I'll say is, he says, "I'll forgive you," of course, because he wants to come to the U.S.
Okay. Now, so we have Ryan. Who has this is a live interview with Sean.
Mm-hmm. Hey Ryan, how are you?
I'm well, I'm good.
Okay, first of all, something happened and Stephanie kicked you out of the house. And
oh yeah, so keep in mind, in studio is Big Ed. So if you hear anybody giggling in the background, okay. Big Ed has a mic.
Why up. He's on the
called
show.
Your cousin Harris. What happened?
Yeah, so I guess whenever we get in a fight and I leave, she's inviting my cousin over. Not because she loves him or he loves her. He's into her because of the money or whatever, and you know, trying to get his family
situated,
eating and living good, you know.
So you,
there's no way that he could ever contact her unless she's put steps
that's what
in place.
So that's what I'm saying, there's no way that he could contact her if she's not interned.
So what he's saying is that why there's no way he could just come over all of a sudden.
No, he called her. That's what she said.
That's what she said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we get the full story here, but he's saying that there must have been some ground laid before this.
She already said he was so nice to me. You saw it. He's really nice to me.
Okay, how are you going to call him up? I'm like, oh yeah, how do you have the number?
She didn't call him. He called her.
Okay, let's pause right there.
I'm listening to Stephanie's story.
Pause there. Okay, keep going. Okay.
Entertaining him, you know?
Yeah, and so Ryan, what makes you stay in the relationship?
Huh? I'm not really sure.
That's the answer.
What?
Okay. So now we have. So what Sean does, Sean's like, hey, we have Harris. Mm. And would you like to hear Harris' side of the story? And he closes the laptop, not to be come back on again. He's
Ryan?
Done. Yeah, Ryan's off the call. He's not.
Okay.
He's not facing Harris. He has nothing to do with him. Mm, okay.
My name is Harris.
This is a pre-recorded situation of.
Oh.
Harris telling his
is
side
Harris
of the story.
Harris a handsome man?
I'd say he's a typical island man. He's not like overly attractive or unattractive.
Okay.
He's average. Now, I'm going to let this whole thing play. It's like 2 minutes. I'll stop it when you talk.
My name is Harris. I'm related to Ryan. Ryan is my third cousin.
Oh, third cousin.
Yeah, that's what I said
Stephanie
too.
I met with him the first time. I see a white lady, Stephanie. I said, wow. She's beautiful. Have nice, pretty hairs. Nice build too, man. End of the day in the evening, he asks me, Harris, can you go out with us? Me and Ryan going out for a dinner. You are welcome with us. I thought, okay, no problem. The night came, we went out, have a nice meal together, take a couple drink. I was watching Stephanie, I saw her watching me. So when Ryan went to the bar to get some beer, she come and lift up my shirt. Because she want to see what's going underneath, because she can see me working hard. So she look at me, say, you are so strong and thick.
Do we know how old he is?
No, we don't. I think he looks a little older. Not like way older. Maybe like 30, 29, 30 maybe. Like not much older.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not so crony like Ryan.
So first of all, he just said that his cousin is scrawny. And he said that, you know, oh, you're so thick.
Without clothes on. I tell you, it's one way to see it. Is let's go in the hotel. Like that time I was just kidding because
did you hear what he said?
No.
Okay, let's run that back because that's important.
And so she look at me, say, you are so strong and thick. You are not so crony like Ryan. He said, Harris, I want to see yourself without clothes on. I tell her it's one way to see it, is let's go in the hotel. Like that time I was just kidding because I was drinking already. Okay. He said, Harris, you are serious? I tell her, I'm serious.
Yeah, she so wanna see the goods.
I think about
I don't believe the story.
But 2 or 3 days after, she sent me a text.
Okay, 2 or 3 days after.
Where'd she get his phone number?
I don't know. We're okay. Mm-hmm. We're gonna keep moving.
Stephanie told me, oh my God, Harris. Ryan get drunk, get mad. I kick him out. I tell him to go away. Don't come back. She told me, Harris, he said, come and see me tonight, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock sharp, I'm on my date, looking on my watch. I cannot wait. And I get there, Ryan was out in Pomona Village drinking again, getting drunk. So now he tell me, I really would have wanted to see your whole body without shirt on. So now I sit on my bed upstairs with her, I drink off my shirt, and I told her, like, you sure it's only my top you want to see or you want to see it complete?
Oh, he said,
oh no, don't kidding me, Harris. I tell her, yeah, I'm serious. So I grab my pants like I want to rip it off. I said, oh my God, Harris, you're going to hit this. Man, I'm finally, man.
He gets a little raw at the end here.
Boom. I don't want to know.
Start thinking about screwing her.
Oh.
I'm going to hit this, man. If I'm going to hit that pussy, but I'm going to hit this house.
Yeah.
Man, I get high. Man.
Man, she, bears all.
We start.
So did she like it? I'm sure you did.
Well, be honest, Stefani, enjoy it. But you tell me, Harris, we're going to keep this as a secret. We're not going to say anything about it. Whatever happened, don't happen. So let's move on. But my full intention is to hit that pussy again.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah,
well, he's a real charmer. That's a gentleman right there.
Yeah, so.
If somebody says, I want to hit that pussy.
Yeah.
About you, he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says that sentence, though. Yeah. That's
I know.
On TV, too.
Yeah. So that was his pre-recorded interview that he had done with them. And then he came on the show live with Sean and Ed. And
why is Ed there? I need to know.
Ed's like just one of the featured people.
Not too bad. I'm right here.
Well, let's see. Where do I start with you? Okay. Ryan, your cousin, didn't want to see that video. He didn't want to hear what you had to say. Does that surprise you?
Well, I don't think so. Because the way he treat her, treat her real bad sometimes. So.
Okay, come on. I mean, yeah,
that's
but
why he doesn't want to see the outcome of it.
And how does he treat her badly?
Well, most of the time when go drinking, having fun, getting back home, he maybe not know how to caress someone.
Uh-huh.
Hold her real tightly.
Oh, God.
Oh. So he says, you know how to lay it down?
Okay.
I thought it was just him humping on the ladies.
Didn't you think that this, because this was your cousin, that you should not do this?
It's a third cousin. I don't even know any third cousins of mine. You know what I mean? If I bet a third cousin.
I wouldn't imagine I would ever do something like that, but such is life. It happens. So what can I do?
But if you were so good, why did she go back to Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, burn.
That's the story we need to find. Maybe Ryan is better than me.
Oh, God.
Harris, do you feel guilty for sleeping with Stephanie?
No.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
No, of course he doesn't.
I never feel guilty.
He's talking about
why.
She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
I don't get
it. Oh, my God.
Because she's beautiful. Beautiful trumps guilt.
Ugh.
Well, how does the family feel about you sleeping with your cousin's girlfriend?
Well, a lot of that not really exposed us yet, but everybody going to find out this truth.
Oh, yeah. So Harris,
anyway.
Everybody's going to find out about
I'll stop
it after this.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So, that's Harris. And obviously, so I have the whole clips of Scenes from the Next. I'm not going to probably may or may not get into it, but we obviously see that the stupid little scarf is no longer on Ryan's head. It's not on Harris's neck as they go around and do their
the head
thing.
The with the flame?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's not around Harris's neck.
She likes
neck.
That, though.
Yeah, it's corny looking.
So corny. All right. Ugh.
Okay. You ready for the next one? Or do we need to talk about that anymore?
No.
I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one night total son of a gun. Take a look at my girlfriend, but she's the only one I got. No. Not much of a Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Take a look at my girlfriend.
No, if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son. He's choosing her over our family.
I have to talk to you about that. It's not this or that.
What are you talking about?
Okay, if your mama.
It's either mom or the girl.
No, that's not how it works.
What are you talking
about?
Both.
You can both. You can just not live with your mama. How about that?
That's what it was. Move out.
Yeah, that's not
you choose the girl.
Hey, no.
Move
no.
out
is
or
your,
you.
Is your mom still in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you live with her?
No.
Okay, there you go.
But what if
Enough
she
said.
Was. Okay, fine. All right.
What if she's a Betty? Well, she's a Betty, I guess I'm just saying. Okay, so. Oh, God damn it. This is my favorite couple because it this.
You hate this, Betty. This is your favorite?
It's my favorite because I get so riled up. And let me just tell you this. Before, I'm pulling up my sleeves. Listen, Before we did this podcast tonight, I'm going to tell you this right now. I had the hardest, longest day, and I was so tired. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to be excited about this. Now?
Okay. Damn. Wow.
Betty. Okay. So.
We start off in the restaurant, right?
Yeah. So, well, okay. So Brandon is like, okay. So Julia, remember last week, Julia's like, listen, we're out. Yeah. Either we move out or I'm going back to Russia.
Right.
And he got right scared. Like, he was like, oh, she might mean it. So he, for some reason, even though he lives with them, asks his parents out to dinner at some sort of bar with blue lights.
Yeah, we got to talk.
It was weird.
Bar with blue lights. You're like, so weird.
I mean, I would think they'd go to like an Outback or something, but they went to like the Boom Boom Room or something. I don't know. It had blue lights. They're in the bar.
The bar had blue lights. They were next to the bar. Calm down.
Yeah, it was a weird place.
Calm down.
Okay. Yeah. So he took his parents out on a date, and he... To smooth him up, get him a little drink. I think that's what we were in the bar for. And so he says, okay, so hey, guys, how you doing? So Julia says, we got to move out or she's going to leave. So
I'm going to move out.
I'm moving out. Betty.
She's like, whoa, what?
No. Yeah. And then she's just not having it. What's wrong? What did I do? Da, da, da. And then... Brandon's like, I think Betty asked, like, is it the animals? Like, yeah, the animals, apparently. And, you know, my mom, even though she's sitting right there. Like, he doesn't like the word third person. I mean, it's my mom's neediness, as he says it right to her face. And then she starts crying.
She's guilty.
You're my baby. I don't want you to go. He's 27 years old.
Yeah. She's guilty.
You're my baby. But he stands strong. He's got the face of stoic. Steel.
He's doing
there was
it.
A steel face. Like, there was no...
Okay. Talk about dad.
Oh, my... He?
Dad. Dad was mine.
I'm getting to it. Dad is like, no! He's an angry psychopath. This dad.
Oh, whoa.
I think
psychopath?
This dad is... Yeah.
No.
You don't
Calm
think that this
down.
Dad... Why did this dad... Wouldn't you think this dad would be delighted to have his son move out
no.
as a grown 27-year-old ass man?
No. First of all, his dad doesn't like to be pushed around by his son, number one. It's a male-male, like, wait a second, you're giving me an ultimatum?
This dad.
You're giving me an ultimatum? Nah, fuck that. You get the fuck out then. Leave. Fine.
That's... No, dad didn't say leave.
What did the dad say?
No, this is a terrible idea. How would you do this? Why are you letting her do this to you? Why are you letting
you
her...
You be the man. Yeah, he did say that.
He's saying you be the man and stay.
Right. But
when he's actually trying to be the man and going.
Yeah.
Dad.
But I love when Betty like...
Oh, Betty, my favorite.
Betty's favorite. Like trying to calm her husband down. I'm like, wait a second, let's give him an option.
Wait, no. Because then, oh my God, this is my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Well, first of all, Betty's like, she's making you choose between me and her. I'm like, no, he's not. He's just trying to be a grown up and move out of your home. But okay. Then the food comes and dad is like, I'm not even hungry now. Which like, okay, this is like, you know what? The drama, stop. The guilt, stop. Mom is like, can we change your mind? And then Brandon's like, well, I have an idea. How about if.
Let us sleep in the same room.
Let us sleep in the same room.
Like adults.
And dad is like, no. Yeah. Like the angst. This is when I'm like, he's crazy. This is a mad dad.
Because it's rules. He set the rules down. And you're trying to like fuck
with the
rules. 5 minutes
ago, Brandon is like, we're moving out. And dad was not having that.
But now you're fucking with the rules. So now you're messing with.
Let your son leave. Calm everybody down to say like, hey, Betty. Hey, honey.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, that's what you want, then get the fuck out.
Okay, so, but listen, we know who's in charge now. Dad likes to, this is what my psychological
assessment
of this whole thing. Dad tries to be in charge, like, no. And then Betty wants her goddamn way. And like, there's a sliver of a chance that her little baby's going to stay. She's like, oh, wait. Let's talk about it. It's fine. And then dad is like adamant, no. And then by the end of this conversation, this is what we're going to do. Like...
That's pretty funny. To see dad just like basically lose all of his stand and like
he was so
he made
hard
the stand. Yeah,
no, absolutely not. Yeah. Betty's like, wait, stop. Let's talk. I want my baby. And so she's willing to compromise. So then he just gets up in the middle of dinner. He's like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm out. Yeah,
see ya.
Cool.
Bye.
Thanks
like,
for the bargaining.
He had a meal in front of him. So then, apparently, same day, he meets Julia out for
drinks
at a bar. And they're going to play pool. And so, the excitement that she demonstrated.
Which I did not expect.
No. Before that. To just be out.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
An establishment without his parents. And this is so, in the beginning of this little snippet, it was 70 days to wed. So, she's been there 20 days. And I think this is the first time that she's been out with him without the parents.
Well, no, because she gave him little sexual relations in the car.
I don't know that they went anywhere. I think they went moving the car.
They were at dinner that night.
This might have been
the
same
night. That was grandpa
night. This might okay, they went out with the parents. They didn't go out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So then he's like, hey, babe. So talk to my parents. So how about if we can
stay in the same room?
Stay in the same room. And zip, zip, zip. Stop for a second. He then says, no farm chores. I did not hear
any
discussion of no farm chores with parents. So I think he threw that in because he got nervous.
Collective bargaining agreement there.
Threw that in. No farm chores.
Yeah.
That was not discussed. Hmm. And I feel like that's going to be a thing, which
maybe
she should not be a servant. But she's okay. She's willing to try.
I thought she was dead set on leaving, honestly. But hey.
He needs a plan.
Yeah.
This can't go on. Betty hates her. You know this. She's trying to take my baby. Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, she just didn't like the situation. The situation was pretty effed up.
So then Julie's like, I am afraid that your mom's going to hate me. I'm like, well, she does. Yes.
Accurate.
And then she's worried about what Betty's going to say to Brandon. You should be. Yes. Absolutely. So everybody feels better. Everything's great. Brandon's like, this is everything we wanted. Okay. This is the line that makes me think Brandon is, I don't even know the words. This is everything we wanted. Everything we wanted was to stay in one room at my mommy and daddy's house.
When you put it like that,
that
shit.
That was everything we wanted.
Jesus.
No, she wanted to come to the United States and live. She wanted to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But she just wanted to have a home with you.
Yeah.
Everything we wanted is not to stay in your childhood bedroom. I'll tell you this right now.
For sure. Guaranteed. But this is an upgrade from what they had.
But it's not everything we wanted.
No.
But it's everything he wanted because he doesn't want to let go of his mommy either.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm. You might be right. All right. Let's slide.
I think dad's a real jerk.
I don't have. So we have three couples left?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Okay. Slide Rebecca and Ziad in here now with no intro music because I'm slacking.
All right. So. Ziad's been there for a few days and they're unpacking. So she's stressed. She's like, I have so much to do. I have to work. I have to unpack. Da, 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 da. So I am going to be, after I say this sentence, I'm 1000% team Ziad. Okay. Hard. But I don't understand why she's feeling the stress of working and doing all the unpacking.
That's true.
Can he unpack during the day?
He can unpack, but he can even he's not doing shit. Why can't you figure out how to get the stuff?
Yeah, work that out,
logistic wise.
You know, dishes and stuff. There's all those paper.
Even if you got somebody to deliver the box, truck.
You can unpack the box. You don't even have to know where it goes.
Or just hire somebody to bring you to the place.
So,
and
I'm not thrilled, but every second of the rest of this, I am on 1000% team Ziad.
Okay.
So Melanie,
hired gun from TLC producer.
No, this is her best friend. This was her PI.
It was her friend. Was.
Yeah, they're not friends anymore. Let me tell you why. Because this bitch is not a nice person.
Do you think she got put up to it? Honestly, be
yeah, but you know what? If somebody told me to do that to my friend, I wouldn't do it.
Came in so hot.
So hot.
So
everybody's
hot.
Everybody's been so mean to Ziad. He's been there for a day.
She's right. She's nobody has said anything nice or supportive.
So she meets him for the first time. This was a little weird. Rebecca's like, doesn't he look good? He always smells good.
That is super creepy. My man takes a shower every day.
You're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you this right now.
Stop talking about his fucking hair.
His hair and his glasses.
God damn it.
On point. Seriously. They are working. The hair and the glasses are working.
So are his buttons on his shirt.
He didn't have buttons.
Whatever. His fucking threads. Yo, he always wears shit that's too small.
I'm thinking Zia is looking real
good. My God. Shut up.
Okay. Anyway. So then.
I'm going to start talking about the ladies on the show then.
Sure. Which one? Go ahead.
Stephanie is looking so good.
Okay. Go ahead. So then Melanie's like I said, going in hard. She's like, what are you doing? What are you going to do for work? And then, like, he can't work yet. So, and then Melanie's like, what do you think about that? Like, well, I mean.
It's the law. It's, what do you think?
It's just the reality of where we are.
Yeah.
Why are you so upset? And then this bee brings up, well, I mean. So they, again, like everyone else, starts bringing up her ex. Mm. Oh, you're just the same. And he's like, I am man Tunisia. That would have been Morocco. Different countries. Yeah. Like, stop it. And
no
these, comparison. These goddamn Americans can't understand that they're two different entire places. That's
so it must be infuriating for him.
It's embarrassing as like person but from America.
It's kind of gonna be his it's gonna be his thing. That's what he's gonna have to fight. He's gonna have to fight while he's here.
So then she's like, "Well, I mean, and also you're like living in the same place."
And he's like, "What? What'd you say?"
And then this is where my love for Ziad.
What you say?
So he didn't like it. He was upset about it, but you know what he didn't do?
Blow up.
He didn't even skip a beat, and he was like, it's okay, I love her. And he hugged her and kissed her in front of the friend, and it was like, you are the best, Ziad.
Good job. Is that?
No.
Oh.
Again, I wrote those glasses are really working for you,
Ziad. Oh my God.
Sorry. All right, so he.
I'm very hard trying.
You didn't pay for that, though.
Don't grumpy stop.
Don't grumpy stop. I gotta cut that clip down. It's too much.
Okay. So, you know, he gives her a hug. And then I just was like, haha, lady, your plan didn't fuck work. You, it actually like, brought them closer together and made Ziad even more of a goddamn gem.
And now you're not friends with her anymore.
So, yeah. So she leaves. They're not friends anymore, apparently. According to Rebecca on the last week's
Bear's All,
secret. Okay, Bear's All. Sorry, I call it the secret sauce, but I know it's not that.
All right,
next. All right, two more to go. Let's roll. I'm trying to put you in the worst mood. P1 cleaner than your church. Amir and Andrew.
Yep. Belly point two just to hurt you. All that lamb just to tease you. None of these toys only to. Out there having fun in the sun.
This
man. Yeah.
Ugh, she is so wonderful and so.
I don't know how the fuck this dude even pulled this chick.
What? He is so out of his league. She's so out of his league. Like, whatever. He's out of, whatever. She's way better than him.
Yeah.
And he is such a dick.
He's trying
to get her to go to Serbia now.
I wouldn't say he's a dick.
No, because he can't take time off work. He's taken too much time off work, so he's gonna to go ahead and go back to the daycare.
Why
that his mom runs that he can't get another week off for? Okay,
why not?
Maybe does she have a job? Probably. You know what? She was just like trapped in some sort of encampment for God knows how long, and now he wants her to go to Serbia.
But why is he a dick? I don't think he's like intentionally. When you say he's a dick.
He's getting massages. He's enjoying himself. We've talked about that last week. I don't agree that he should have been rubbing it in her face.
I don't think he's potentially and intentionally rubbing it in her face.
Are you on Andrew's side?
No, I'm not on Andrew's side. Just calm down. I'm just saying that you're interpreted as like he's
insensitive.
That's true. Okay, he's not actively being like,
people?
Hey, look, I got a Lamborghini. Want to go for a ride? Psych. Like, he's not doing that. Like,
well, that's dumb, but no, he's being mean to the woman he supposedly loves. And then
how is he being mean though?
Because he's rubbing in her face that he's getting massages and all this. And then
I don't think it's intentionally rubbing in her face.
She's obviously traumatized.
He was sharing his experience.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's in like an encampment or
she's home.
She's home now, and she's still traumatized. She's saying she can't sleep, and he's like, "Oh, you think that's because of the jailing that you had?" Oh, yeah.
Okay, but he's not like he's.
By the way, in the next breath, hey, so I think you should go to Serbia. No, I can't go.
So listen.
I gotta work at the daycare.
Time out. If she said, "I can't sleep," and he said, "Well, I'm sleeping nice on this 1300 count Egyptian cotton," that would be rubbing it in.
Oh, okay, sure.
But he's not saying like, oh, you can't sleep? Well, I'm sleeping really good because I got a massage and I'm so relaxed. That would be rubbing it in.
She knows he did because he had to share that. Okay. But also,
no. What did you do today, honey? Well, I got a massage and I ate some
steak. I'm enjoying the sun and getting some vitamin D. Is that what he said?
Okay. So what? That's what I...
Go home. Oh, wait. Man. He can't take vacation to go with her to Serbia, but he can live out the rest of his
because
days?
Because he paid for this shit and he's there. And if he's... I don't know.
She paid for her trip and it didn't get her nowhere.
Well?
No. This guy is at the bottom of my
I think you're rubbing him too hard.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you like for real?
I'm dead serious because I don't think his intention is to be mean. Yes, it may come off or be interpreted as untasteful, insensitive. It is. But he's not intentionally being mean.
Okay, what do you think about how he brings up like, hey, so, hun, so I have this new idea, new scenario.
He's by himself looking at other options to try to get her.
Why doesn't he go?
Why not? Is he can't leave or what's the deal?
He says...
She needs to come to the U.S. to do this whole thing.
Yeah, but why can't he meet her there?
I don't know.
Well, because he says he has to work.
Okay, he
and
just took time off.
Daycare. He
just took time off to do this.
His mom owns the daycare.
How many subs do you think coming down around COVID time to come in and
fill your spot? He's already taken 2 weeks. Why not 2 weeks more?
Because
for the love of his life, she's giving up her whole life.
Oh my god!
I will never agree with you.
Oh my god! All right.
So anyway, it's like the Serbia idea. So then, Amira meets her friend.
What do you think of her friend?
Xavier. I like him. He's a good egg because he's like, oh no, you can't, don't do that.
Play it straight.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a good job.
He's like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I just like how he's straight with her. And this is the thing, like this friend cares about her more than Andrew does. And he's supposed to be her future husband. Girl, you don't want this man. He's not going to be a good husband. He's selfish.
The dude is well-groomed, by the way.
I didn't notice. I was too busy looking at Ziad. I'm just kidding. Anyway, help me understand why is she with Andrew?
I don't know. I don't.
Do you agree with me that
100%. Different classes. It doesn't even seem like they're like, what the fuck?
She's amazing.
Is she sniffing for like a way to get to the U.S.?
No, she's France.
She didn't seem
I'd
that
rather
way.
Go to France.
She does not seem like she's like trying to like no, that France. Kind of person.
I'd rather go to
But I don't know. I don't know how.
And then she's like zero. She's like just about zero of my friends and family are supportive of this relationship.
Yeah, so this
which
is
I think like clearly listen to that. Like listen to out. The people that love you.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I don't think they're gonna end up together. She's smarter than that.
All right, you ready?
He fooled her.
Beautiful
girls. Hazel and Tariq.
Yep.
It's our last couple. I don't care what anybody says. Tariq just makes me smile.
Yeah, okay.
He does. He gives me joy.
He's a good dude. I don't know how he's navigating this whole situation. He's a saint for like, hey, I want to marry you. Oh yeah, like girls, and let me see.
Okay. He's back up. What? He's a saint.
I would have probably left the whole situation. I'd be like, nah, I'm not
sure,
really down
but
with.
He's a saint?
Not a saint. Okay, that was a stretch.
I would say if she wanted to bring another man into the mix and he was
not
interested.
That's real crazy.
That's a saint. Or wanting to bring another lady in the mix is like 50% of men's fantasies.
But you don't know. Okay, maybe I listened to too many of these.
It's like, a terrible
these
idea.
These divorce stories are like open marriages stories. And as soon as somebody gets a little freedom, they're like, oh, yeah. Wow.
No, it's a terrible idea.
And as soon as she's like, oh, look at that. Ooh,
wait
like,
a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
and you
ever.
Fall in
that,
love with
that
somebody
would be
else.
The last thing I would agree to,
especially when she's like new here to the United States,
but
she's seen all this
insane.
Shit for the first time.
He's getting a little tickle out of it.
So what's a little tickle? Who cares? That's not.
Oh, who cares? This is what the fall of civilizations are for. A little tickle.
Nah, like you're bringing your tickle right to the
people
U.S.
lose families for tickles.
That's craziness.
I know.
Real crazy.
Good.
But you
keep that in mind.
You get, but people get caught up in the situation, and it's like
no, I think it's a terrible
driving
I
drunk.
I don't think it
not
can.
Literally, but they get drunk off the whole you know fling.
Sure, I think it's it would only end poorly.
Yeah, it's definitely going to.
I'm sure it works for some people. I am not one of them because I am way too jealous. But yes. Okay. Yes, I am. So we start with they're just do 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 do, and then Tariq's like, wait, what's this? And there's like a alert from the governor that because of COVID, they're locked down. So then production must stop.
Crew must leave
right now. Right now. They were like,
what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, you're in the bubble.
Two weeks later, you're back. Come on. Yeah. Play it up for the camera.
So 2 weeks later, did you notice the wine, the size of the wine?
Giant. Oh, fucking goblet.
I wrote down that is a Christie size wine glass.
That is like a
wine in the glass.
Medieval times type glass.
You know when you go to a restaurant, they give you like a little tap.
A proper pour?
That is not... A proper pour is up to the tip of top of the wine glass. Hell no.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you don't get that alcohol in a restaurant. No. You get that at home if you're me.
That's crazy. It's funny that they'll fill your plate till the shit is gushing over the sides, but they will not fill your wine glass.
They give you 2 ounces of wine, and there's...
It's by law. Your drink's supposed to be a certain amount.
Oh.
Technically.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, let's pop that bottle.
Haven't you ever had anybody give you a little extra?
I pour people heavy all the time.
Okay. Well. Anyway.
That's why they keep coming
back.
Can
we talk about the site? They're on a site to try to find a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a thing that people are... Okay. So they're like, they're putting their profile up and then they're flinging in.
There's Farmers Only, Plenty of Fish, and like J-Date and all these other places. There's got to be a place for, hey, I'm a married couple and I want to find.
But they were scrolling through many ladies and they're in one location. That means like in this country of all cities, there's like places where ladies are like, that's fine. But like, what is in it for the non-married, like the third?
They get to come in and... dingle dangle. They put themselves in, like, hang out with
Well, okay, maybe
all these new holes Hazel's to put things in.
Okay, because Hazel's like, I want a girlfriend, so I'm thinking it's like a relationship. No?
I think she just wants to play.
Okay.
And maybe, like, just she wants to feel a little more attention. I don't know, actually. We haven't gotten a very good picture of exactly what Hazel wants.
No, I know what she wants. She told us. She wants brown and not bad breath.
Right, that's true. That's pretty easy to like.
I mean, you'd think, but like, wow. Dating world is hard.
Yeah. Okay.
So then Tariq, again, smart man. He's like, okay. Here we go. What are the rules? Mm-hmm. He's just like, what? What do you mean? So he's trying to be smart. Like, this is only going to end poorly. We all know. Like,
for sure.
Now, granted, if any of you out there are living the dream, this is working for you. Great. I feel like you have to be a special kind of person.
Actually, if it is working for you, please let me know. Reach out in some form or fashion, and I would love to hear that story.
But
and
don't give him any ideas.
Trust me. I don't want any ideas. I'm not going to do that. But if you have a story for me of how this actually worked out for you in a positive way, I would love to know. Questions at Rainy Day Podcast. Hit me up. I will gladly listen to that story.
Okay. He loves listening to these stories of like...
I'm this one channel that people like.
He's in atomic drama now.
Atomic breakups and revenge stories are like, ugh.
And I don't know why he listens to this because I've never.
They make me appreciate you more. Seriously, honestly, they do. I swear, you might laugh, but they make me appreciate what we have more.
Okay, keep listening, baby.
Okay.
Anyway, we've got.
And you understand why people cheat too? Why people?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
No, it makes me, like, I see the bigger picture, and then I'm like, hey, maybe I should go home and tell my wife.
They're not getting what they need.
Exactly. Maybe I should go home and make sure I tell my wife I love her.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well,
or be very nice when walking in the door.
I mean, I don't ever leave the house, so I don't know
where
I'm going to find anybody, but.
People could do whatever they need to do if they need to do
sure.
Something.
But, I mean, you know I don't leave
I know.
The house. I'm on full quarantine.
All right. Are we done with these guys?
Yep.
Okay, so I have the clip. From next week. It's like it's almost 3 minutes long.
Ooh.
But
is it worth it?
It is kind of because they kind of unfolded the whole season for the rest of the season.
Well, I don't know how many more episodes there are.
I don't know. Let's see. But
the girl that I want is Hazel. Is like that girl. Brown. Skin color and then the butt.
She has some kind of strippers going on.
They have to try out, I guess.
I don't know what happened, but that was crazy.
Oh my God. This is.
And then we have Natalie in her dress.
I think my problem is that deep inside of me, I want a fairy tale for me.
I feel bad for her. She's
I feel like you're manipulating me, honestly.
Everything is not
then
fine
you shouldn't
now.
Have bring me here at all.
You probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Oops.
Hello.
No. If not married before Ramadan, I come back in my country.
Why didn't you tell me any of this before you got here?
Ramadan is 12 days away.
Drama, I'm
maybe
certain.
He's taking advantage of me.
Okay.
Everything about seems like there's some drama there. They're lovely.
Bottom line, she's gonna come here to the United States. Ultimately, I'm gonna do whatever the I want.
That was Andrew.
When you get married, you need to care about me.
This is Jovi being drunk.
You will need to care about your kids too.
After his wife is pregnant.
And about your alcohol.
Fiance?
I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
He's
like typical frat boy.
He's
Brandon changed when I come here. He stopped being romantic.
I didn't say, you know what? We should have music at a party. I never said
okay,
that.
Okay,
what is he saying?
No, because you want this.
I don't want now.
I want to cry now.
This is
stop.
Over!
John Murphy.
I'm very embarrassed. I'm trying to call you out, Ryan.
Oh, come here, Harris.
2020.
Come bone me again.
Eat my ass.
She said 2020 can eat my ass.
Oh, God, I thought she said Harris eat my ass. What? Oh, I'm like, that is too far,
TLC. But like seeing y'all two upstairs still a very good time.
That was.
I feel like I want to go back.
That was Jovi in a strip club getting sent upstairs by the bartender. The bartender sent him upstairs with somebody. Yeah.
Oh good. You're on TV, Jovi.
Do you print? I feel like I want to go back.
And then she's gonna leave. She's in the airport.
What if we holler at Minnie to get some dating advice?
And then Tariq wants to holler at Minnie.
Yeah, he does.
What?
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
There she is.
Do you hide something?
Did
she
want
to fire or what?
Oh,
I don't trust you. This is not what I want.
You have a solution for this?
Yes, my solution is not to get married.
Getting married should be easy and beautiful. None of this feels that way.
Mm-hmm. Now that Ryan's gone, I'm so happy that Harris is here.
I love you so much.
Whoa, you're scaring the dogs.
If you don't need Facebook, why I stay here? Why I come here? Why I stay with you? Why
I don't know,
if you don't need Facebook, it's gone. Need waiting.
Brandon.
I'm panicking. I don't know if I can make it.
Of course you can't make
run.
It. Just leave. Oh no, she's stuck in some weird ass place.
I'm sorry, I have to tell you.
She's stuck somewhere again?
I don't know.
This is my last day in America.
And then Natalie's crying. And that's that. Boy,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Oh boy. I just am angry at Andrew. That's all I'm going to say. That's how I'm going to end it. I'm just angry with him. And Amir, you're so great.
I don't even like that couple.
Amir's, I like Amir.
That is
she's
it for us
delight.
Today, and we will leave you with a...
Andrew's a douche.
I can't do it. We'll do it
well,
live.
It's going to be a lot more to look forward to before the season's over.
Do it live!
I feel like what more can we
do? It live!
Do? I
can well, they played, they showed
oh,
us.
We have to get weddings. We
fucking
get weddings.
Thing sucks.
That's true.
Tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Natalie
thanks again
dress.
For watching. We'll leave you with Sting
well,
and a cut off his new
I'll
album.
See you next week, guys.